got to hear the cue for tape, so if you could...
We're getting on to queue.
I better get out.
Yes. Sorry about this, mate, but the lead is missing for these cans over here.
Oh, you've got to queue me.
Can you queue Simon?
Yeah. On the three tapes and also on the intro.
Hello, Metro Radio. The wires are on the latest. On the table. It's 1 minute slow, that one.
No problem.
1 minute, exactly. Slow, so we're on the air.
1 minute slow.
That clock, this one's dead on. I'll get out.
So you're on the air in 35 seconds.
Oh, Jeff. It's 1 minute slow, mate, okay?
Right, so we go straight from the actual opening to the tape, right? That tape is queued up, that is tape is not queued up.
You're on cart or matrix, sir?
I'm on cart.
The tape's queued up. You've got both carts.
I only need one cart, the tape's ready to go, is it?
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. This is Metro Radio, 261 meters in the medium wave band, and 97 VHF. The time is 6 o'clock, and to officially open the station, here is the managing director, Mr. Bruce Lewis.
Good morning. It is 6 a.m. on Monday, the 15th of July, 1974. This is Bruce Lewis saying welcome to Metropolitan Broadcasting. We are now going on the air for the very first time, bringing independent radio to you who live in the Tyne and Wear areas. At this moment, you are witnessing the birth of a new radio station. On behalf of our chairman, Sir John Hunter, and all our team at Metro Radio, I would like to say that we are going to make it our job to bring you the best possible radio, providing music, entertainment, news, sport, comedy, and drama. This, above all, will be your radio station, and our aim will always be to please you, our listener. I know that we'll get to know each other a lot better in the days to come, you and Metro Radio. And so, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls of the Northeast, here we go.
Here we go, here we go. It's your show here on Metro. Here we go, on 261, your radio.